Nolte, Charlotte Kirk is a hashtag MeToo heroine in the Warner Brothers text scandal. By John Nolte on March 7, 2019. The big hashtag MeToo news today actually isn't. There might have been some wrongdoing here, especially on the part of Warner Brothers chairman and CEO Kevin Tsujihara. But as much as The Hollywood Reporter, THR, would like you to believe different, there is no victim. In fact, based on the reporting, I would argue that in the form of actress Charlotte Kirk, we have a hashtag MeToo heroine on our hands. Someone who turned the infamous casting couch on its head and walked away with a career. According to THR, in September of 2013, Kirk, who was just 21, was introduced to Tsujihara by director Brett Ratner and his then-partner, Australian billionaire James Packer. Kirk, by her own account, confirms she had a romantic relationship with Packer that started in 2012. She does not, though, confirm any kind of relationship with Tsujihara, who is 54 and very married. She also denies that Packer, Ratner, or Tsujihara were ever inappropriate towards her. I emphatically deny any inappropriate behavior on the part of Brett Ratner, James Packer, and Kevin Tsujihara, and I have no claims against any of them, she said in a statement. Nonetheless, somehow THR got a hold of what it says are text messages, 3 years worth, between Kirk, Ratner, Packer, and Tsujihara. And somehow THR has translated those tweets into the exact opposite of what they read like, at least to me. The three-year entanglement, revealed here for the first time, offers a window into a dark aspect of the entertainment industry, which regularly brings together attractive young women, eager if not desperate for a shot at stardom, and successful men who at times see these women as a perk of their wealth and power, THR writes, except, no it doesn't. Before I go any further, I am not here to downplay or dismiss the countless hashtag MeToo sins of Hollywood, especially as it pertains to how vulnerable and needy young women are treated by powerful men and those who pretend to be powerful. Hollywood is a rolling horror show, always has been. And after hashtag MeToo ceases to be useful as a cynical vehicle in furthering the left-wing cause against President Trump, it will be dropped and the Hollywood horror show will roll along all over again. My point is that it is ludicrous for THR to portray Charlotte Kirk as a victim, as anything other than a strong woman who played these guys like fiddles, who flipped the script on the casting couch to her own advantage. This is how Ms. Kirk apparently worked the casting couch. Beautiful woman is desperate to be an actress. Predatory big shots beds her with the promise they will make her a star. Beautiful woman eventually realizes it was all a ruse and creates a record of everything using text messages. Predatory big shots freak out realizing this is all in writing. Beautiful woman now has an acting career. Predatory big shots are the ones filled with shame. Here is a rundown of just how awesome Charlotte Kirk is. September 27, 2013. Packer to Kirk, I have the opportunity of a lifetime for you. Come to the hotel, Bel Air now. You will never be able to pay me. The most important man you can meet. This is where Packer introduced Kirk to Warner chief Tsujihara. Later that same day. Kirk to Packer, Tsujihara is not very nice. Very pushy. He just wants to fuck nothing else, does not even want to say anything. Packer to Kirk, you okay? And be cool. February 24, 2014. Tsujihara to Kirk, the screening was good, but I would rather have watched her music video on loop for a night. Kirk to Tsujihara, you make me blush. Did you talk to your guys about that TV show I read for? Tsujihara to Kirk, yes, I spoke to our guys, I caused a bit of a stir. I don't usually call about casting about these types of roles. It's fine, I just need to be careful. Kirk to Tsujihara, I know we can be careful, sick, and make this work. Tsujihara to Kirk, doesn't look great, let's look for a movie role. Early March 2014. Tsujihara to Kirk, can't meet you, my life is a mess. Kirk to Tsujihara, can you back me for the role of Becky in The Intern? Tsujihara to Kirk, sure. I need to find out where they are on casting. Later that same month. Tsujihara to Kirk, wish I was doing something else. Kirk to Tsujihara, such as? I remember how good you were and you're a giver. She then pressured him about getting auditions. Tsuchihara to Kirk, need to ask Greg tomorrow. I've got a dinner in Santa Monica next Thursday night. You want to meet up after? We're also beginning to cast some cable TV pilots that I'll look into as well. He then promised to set up an audition for her in a big movie, King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword, that had just begun casting. September 5, 2014. Tsuchihara to Kirk, it was nice seeing you last night. So you're going to speak with Richard, about what he has specifically. Tsuchihara to Kirk, yes. Richard is Richard Brenner, who runs New Line, a division of Warner Brothers. Kirk then before gone to lean on Ratner and Packer. October 14, 2014. Kirk to Packer, Tsuchihara is very kindly looking at what he can do to help me now that my career is starting to take off. Packer to Kirk, I'm really happy for you. Just don't want to overpromise. Sending you good energy. October 18, 2014. Kirk to Packer, putting me in one of your many movies shouldn't be a big deal. I did help you out with Tsuchihara, which was hard for me, but I did it for you. Packer to Kirk, hey, that's not being cool. Kirk to Packer, I didn't expect to be part of a business deal, so all I'm asking is you just help me with a couple of roles, it's not big deal, and then we'll just put this all behind us. You promised that Tsuchihara would change my world. Packer to Kirk, are trying to blackmail me over a lie. October 21, 2014. Packer to Kirk, don't push me. You'll regret it. Kirk to Packer, James, if you're trying to make me worry about my safety, you'll be forcing me to give this to my attorneys. Packer to Kirk, can't wait, tough girl. Get back in your box or let's fight. Lying and blackmail are a bad start. Tough lying girl. Kirk to Packer, sounded like a threat on my life. This is all getting out of hand. I'm just asking you to do the right thing and help me. Let's just meet and resolve this amicably, okay? Packer to Kirk, I'll meet you but get back in your box. March 3, 2015. Kirk to Tsuchihara, you're very busy, I know, but when we were in that motel having sex you said you would help me, and when you just ignore me like you're doing now, it makes me feel used. Are you going to help me like you said you would? Tsuchihara responded, sorry you feel that way. Richard will be reaching out to you tonight. March 25, 2015. Kirk to Tsuchihara, please make sure that Richard accepts or returns my agent's calls, as he requested, so that I can get the help you promised me before luring me to that motel to have sex with you. She then complained to Tsuchihara about a role she had landed, Kevin? A two-liner? You have got to be kidding me. THR reports that at this point, Tsuchihara ended his communications with Kirk. July 2015. Kirk to Ratner, you know what you need to do. You haven't even come close to doing it. If you thought I would be so easily manipulated, you're wrong. Ratner to Kirk, what are you talking about? I told you I would get Richard to talk to you. And he did. He is the key to getting work. I don't work for you. Why are you so unappreciative? According to THR, at this point Ratner was convinced to offer Kirk a written agreement agreeing to get her certain number of auditions and speaking roles. Then he changed his mind. 4 days later. Kirk to Ratner, you're the one who wanted me to sign an agreement. Sending me on auditions is a step in the right direction, but until it translates into what Kevin, Tsuchihara, promised me, then the issues remain unresolved. And on it went, with Kirk threatening to get her attorney involved if Ratner didn't keep his promises. She also continued to text Tsuchihara, but he apparently ignored her. Ratner then pleaded with her to leave Tsuchihara alone. September 2015. Ratner to Kirk, Tsuchihara, cannot get you jobs or auditions, I told you this many times. Stop asking, it's up to the directors and producers. If you are going to be fucking someone for a part, it should be a director or producer. May 2016. Another agreement was proposed, in addition to a stipulation that Kirk would get 6 auditions in the following calendar year. The proposed settlement called for Ratner, in exchange for Kirk's silence, to arrange for the actress to obtain 1 acting role compensated in accordance with SAG scale in the next theatrical motion picture directed by Ratner, reports THR. This never happened, though, because Ratner's career imploded a few months later over a flurry of sexual assault allegations. As a result, Ratner has not directed another movie and his lucrative deal with Warner's was cancelled. Things, however, are looking up for Kirk. A quick look at her IMDb page reveals that she now has a legitimate acting career, including the starring role of Nicole Brown Simpson in Nicole and O.J., a feature film. She also scored a role in Ocean's 8, a Warner Brothers movie, and a starring role in director Neil Marshall's The New Hellboy, next feature, The Reckoning. What is most telling is that Kirk does not see herself as a hashtag MeToo victim. Her statement to THR makes that quite clear. My guess is that she wishes THR had never written this piece. The last thing Kirk needs now that her career is gaining traction is publicity that paints her as scheming. Here is the key part of her statement. Mr. Tsujihara never promised me anything. I also confirm that Brett Ratner helped me out of friendship to assist me in getting auditions and trying to help me find an agent, and I have no issues with him or claims against him. I deny that there was any legal settlement or agreement entered into between myself and Brett Ratner in 2016. Whatever you might think of the morality behind the alleged arrangement worked out here between Kirk and the three big shots, how about a hell, yeah. For Kirk? From the sounds of it, she entered into this alleged arrangement with her eyes open, as a consenting adult, and then grinded these bullies and users down for more than 2 years to ensure they kept their end of the deal. And now she has the career she always wanted. This would make for a much better feminist movie than that stupid flop about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.